Students in the Montgomery Public School System will start a new year Thursday, and the MPS Transportation Department says they are making sure everything is in order before the first route is taken. CEO Dr. Reginald Eggleston visited the MPS bus barn Wednesday to complete a bus inspection. He says safety should be top priority for all.
When I think of safety, I look at safety from what's taking place in our schools, because buses are an extension of the classroom. We expect students to be orderly. We expect them to follow the directions of the bus driver. So all of this is very important in order for us to conduct business in the most efficient manner. And so we want bus drivers to know that they are being supported, and we want parents and students to know that we're going to create the right conditions for success, whether that's in the classroom or here on a bus.
Shop foreman for MPS, Andy Benos, had a chance to highlight the hot topic of seatbelt usage on buses.
They've done studies. Even without seat belts, these buses have what they call high back seats. The backs of the seats are high, and it's got a foam cushion in the backs. It's still the safest means of transportation, period, for a student to school with the high back seat. So, no, it's not a state requirement to have seat belts on the bus.
MPS is also reminding drivers to be cautious while driving through school zones and be aware of children's whereabouts. And drivers should recognize reduced speed limits posted and be prepared to stop whenever they see yellow or red flashing lights. I'm Brittany Jones Dabney, WVAS News.